Luke chapter 16. And he also said to his disciples, There was a certain rich man who had a steward, and an accusation was made to him that this man had wasted his goods. And he called him, and said to him, How is it that I hear this of you? Give an account of your stewardship, for you may no longer be steward. Then the steward said within himself, What shall I do? For my master takes from me the stewardship, I cannot dig, I am ashamed to beg. I have resolved what to do, so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called each of his master's debtors, and said to the first, How much do you owe to my master? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said to him, Take your bill, sit down quickly, and write 50. Then he said to another, And how much do you owe? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said to him, Take your bill, and write 80. And the master commended the unjust steward, because he had done wisely, for the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. And I say to you, make for yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, so that when you fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. He who is faithful in that which is least, is also faithful in much, and he who is unjust in the least, is also unjust in much. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve Elohim and Mammon. And the Pharisees, who were covetous, also heard all these things, and they derided him. And he said to them, You are those who justify yourselves before men, but Elohim knows your hearts, for that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of Elohim. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time the kingdom of Elohim is preached, and every man presses into it. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than one tittle of the law to fail. Whoever puts away his wife and marries another commits adultery, and whoever marries her who is put away from her husband commits adultery. There was a certain rich man, who was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, who was laid at his gate, full of sores. And desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table, moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass, that the beggar died, and was carried by angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died, and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and sees Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, so that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that you in your lifetime receivedst your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that those who would pass from here to you cannot, neither can they pass to us, who would come from there. Then he said, I pray you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house. For I have five brothers, so that he may testify to them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham says to him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if one shall go to them from the dead, they will repent. And he said to him, If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if one shall rise from the dead.